AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve says there will be no cut in interest rates this time around. It's all about inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says inflation is down.
And that's very good news. But inflation is still too high. Further progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
Powell says the Fed needs greater confidence. Price increases are slowing sustainably to its 2% inflation target. Stocks have moved higher on Wall Street. As he wraps up a Middle East trip, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Hamas and Israel to move ahead with a ceasefire deal. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The deal would free hostages and pause the nearly 7 months of Gaza fighting.
No delays, no excuses. The time is now.
In Tel Aviv, Blinken told Israel's ceremonial president Hamas will be to blame if the deal does not happen. The talks appear serious, but there are big differences on a key issue. Hamas wants the Israeli offensive to end if all hostages are freed. Israel's only offering a pause. After a meeting today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says he made clear to Blinken Israel will carry out a military operation in Rafah, which it calls Hamas's last major stronghold. Sagar Magani, Washington.
About 300 pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested at Columbia University in New York. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Jacksonville, Florida.
As of this morning, 4 million women in this state woke up with fewer reproductive freedoms than they had last night.
Taking effect today is Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before many women even know they are pregnant. Police near Madison, Wisconsin say an active shooter was harmed outside a middle school in Mount Horeb. No one inside the building was injured. This is AP News. Changes are being felt in the Catholic Church.
Across the U.S., the Catholic Church undergoing an immense shift. Generations of Catholics increasingly embracing religious conservatives who believe the church has been twisted by change. Theology professor Matthew Ramage.
The church of the future in America is definitely going to be more orthodox, more follow the catechism, and possibly even a form that goes over the top on some of those things.
The shift molded by plummeting church attendance, increasingly traditional priests, and growing numbers of young Catholics like Madeline Hayes searching for more orthodoxy.
I think a lot of young people are like just really lost.
I'm Julie Walker.
Harvey Weinstein arrived at a Manhattan courthouse, his first appearance since his 2020 rape conviction was overturned by an appeals court last week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.